AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. University of Chicago economics professor James Robinson was nudged awake today by his wife.
She woke me up and said, "You have to get up. You need to get up." And I said, "Why?" She said, "You've won the Nobel Prize."
Robinson and two others won the Nobel Prize in Economics for research that shows freer, open societies are more likely to prosper economically.
People in poor countries understand the problems, you know, but they have to combine. They have to unite. They have to act collectively to change their situation. And maybe ideas can help. Ideas can help them understand the challenges in their society.
Two other Nobel winners are MIT's Darren Acemoglu and Simon Johnson. Russia says it captured the city of Lovodny in southern Ukraine.
As it probes for weaknesses along the war's roughly 600-mile front line, including in eastern areas that are the main focus of Moscow's military effort before winter arrives. Lovodny, in the Zaporizhia region, was seized by the Russians early on during the full-scale invasion, which began on February 24, 2022, but it was captured by Ukrainian forces during a counter-offensive in the summer of 2023. Though Russia's gains have been incremental, its steady forward movement is slowly adding up as Ukrainians are pushed backward. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Israeli airstrike hit an apartment building in northern Lebanon, killing at least 21 people. Israel's defense minister was briefed by U.S. counterpart Lloyd Austin on the deadly Hezbollah drone attack and vowed a forceful response by Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is examining a plan to seal off humanitarian aid in northern Gaza in an attempt to starve off Hamas militants. If implemented, the plan could trap without food hundreds of thousands of Palestinians unwilling or unable to leave their homes. Police in Fulton, Missouri say a Texas man shot and wounded two deputies during a traffic stop before they returned fire and killed him. This is AP News. It's the biggest battleground state.
Pennsylvania. And both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have events there today. She'll be in Erie. He'll be in the Philadelphia suburbs. This will be Vice President Harris's 10th visit to Pennsylvania this campaign season. And just last week, he was in Scranton and Reading. Mail-in voting is well underway in the state, where some 7 million people are likely to cast votes in the presidential race. Democrats have won three straight elections for governor there, and both current U.S. senators are Democrats. But its legislature is closely divided, and both parties have had success recently in statewide contests. I'm Rita Foley.
South Korea says it has detected signs North Korea is preparing to destroy the northern parts of inter-Korean roads no longer in use. Tensions have soared over North Korea's claim South Korea flew drones over its territory. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.